they've done an amazing thing in the contributions that they've made to the bridge school, especially year after year, coming back in 6 years, playing and helping us keep our school going. And then there was, I mean, there's just so many of the things that we've done.
Oh, and in Washington, D.C., the
Voters for Choice.
Voters for Choice, Gloria Steinem's organization.
Rock for Choice. We rehearsed this. So, guys.
Okay, we so appreciate everything you do for us and for others.
That's right.
Thanks.
What did you think of Pearl Jam's music when you saw them play in Mexico?
It was nice, beautiful, and nice.
Pearl Jam. The very name is synonymous with the Seattle music scene, both in and out of the headlines. The band's 14-year history reveals a unique tale of tremendous musical success, coupled with a passionate dedication to politics, activism, and philanthropy. Since their inception, they have gone on to sell 56 million albums worldwide and received numerous awards and accolades. But what's more remarkable about their success is how they've matured into a band that does things their own way, always putting their fans first. Through it all, they have somehow managed to make giving back to their community a central tenet to their way of doing business.
Pearl Jam has given back more than any other musical group that I have ever heard of. They use their position, they use their intelligence, and they use their resources to make an incredible impact, luckily for us, in our city, in our community, in our area, and absolutely around the world.
Hearts and thoughts, they fade away.
Few bands as popular as Pearl Jam have done as many benefits for schools or supported as many programs for disadvantaged and minority communities. And although the band seeks to keep their philanthropy quiet, there are hundreds of recipients who have loudly rejoiced over the millions of dollars the band has contributed to their efforts.
For years, I've been involved in a lot of big events in this city, and the one that I am most proud of was in the early 90s, we helped put together a concert at Madison Park called A Drop in the Park.
From that time of Drop in the Park, where more kids were registered to vote than any other event in the country, I've been impressed with what Pearl Jam and what the members of the band do.
Renowned for their compassion and generosity, Pearl Jam has been dubbed the Robin Hoods of rock. From the beginning, they sought to ensure that the world's quieter voices could be heard.
When it comes down to it, if there's one theme that runs throughout everything that Pearl Jam does, it's kids. It's helping kids that don't have the resources, that don't have the opportunities.
Pearl Jam has donated to our programs and to the supporting the young people in our programs for more than a decade. And in lots of ways, they've given us a considerable amount of cash, and also have invited young people to some of their private concerts. They have sponsored a scholarship to the Northwest School for students from our arts programs, and have had a tremendous impact, like I said, for more than a decade on what we do.
What they're doing is gonna affect a lot of people throughout the world and touch a lot of people's hearts, like it has done for me.
It's really great that they have the scholarship here, and it's not just for a certain race or for a certain social class, it's for those who really need the help.
Pearl Jam was one of ArtsCore's first investors. ArtsCore is an organization that I started several years ago. Through Stone Gossard in particular, has taken such a personal interest in what we do and has been available on a personal level to advise and consult and to be a cheerleader and to spend his time as someone who's spent a lot of time working in the community and understands what the work of nonprofits is like. We have an arts education program serving after school kids, K through 12, but particularly for our teens, they've been offered opportunities to go in and record at Studio Litho, which is Stone Gossard's recording studio, and we've used that for the last several years, and it's been an opportunity that's just been unparalleled.
When Pearl Jam got involved in CCFA, Mike McCready came out. He had Crohn's disease, which made it a lot easier for other people, and a lot of people started feeling more comfortable with the fact that they might have Crohn's disease and they also have colitis, and people were, it was really nice to see someone as famous and as, like, as, you know, generous and kind and, as Mike to become so involved.
I think it's fabulous that the band focuses their philanthropic efforts toward youth and their well-being. Blue Mountain Clinic provides access to reproductive choice in Montana and sexual health education for youth, which is vital to the health and well-being of youth in Montana.
Pearl Jam became involved with us 6 years ago after they saw a documentary about the cases. And they immediately started sending us financial support and legal support. And then as time went on, they've been very generous with their time and energy and have lent us emotional support and have become friends. And they've been with us through the whole ordeal, and I am certain they will be with us through till the end.
All that sacred comes from you.
In addition to setting new standards for how a band can give back to a larger community, Pearl Jam has also raised the bar for how superstar bands can give back to their fans. The band's dedicated fan base, the 10 Club, boasts tens of thousands of members from around the world, with a strong contingency from Seattle. Through the innovative use of their fan club, Pearl Jam has made premier ticketing for longtime fans a priority and has devised cutting-edge methods to prevent scalping. Pearl Jam's best-known battles was the one they fought both on behalf of their fans and fans of live music everywhere. In 1994, the band took on Ticketmaster in an effort to combat excessive service charges. In 1995, the band testified before a committee of the Department of Justice, outlining their first-hand experience with Ticketmaster's unfair business practices.
I swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Something is vastly wrong with a system under which a ticket distribution company can dictate the markup on the price of a concert ticket, can prevent a band from using another less expensive approach to distributing tickets, and even effectively preclude a band from performing at a particular arena if it does not want to use Ticketmaster.
Although the Department of Justice decided not to pursue Ticketmaster's way of doing business at that time, the well-publicized fight forever changed the public's perception of Ticketmaster. With Pearl Jam leading the way, concert fans everywhere became savvier consumers who were better able to differentiate the actual cost of the ticket from the total price after Ticketmaster's various service fees had been added. Concert fans also learned how to stand up for themselves when they were being treated unfairly as consumers. Pearl Jam, for their part, continue to make affordable and accessible tickets a priority. While their battle with Ticketmaster remains one of the most notorious and selfless crusades, the members of Pearl Jam have consistently been among the first musicians to step up for the right to free speech, as well as for numerous other environmental and social injustices. Despite their tremendous critical acclaim and commercial success, Pearl Jam has always managed to make it a priority to speak up for those they felt were being treated unfairly. Of course, most importantly, Pearl Jam is a rock band, one that has made powerful and important music their own way for 14 years. In an era when few bands are deeply rooted in their local communities, it is hard to imagine the landscape of the Seattle music scene without Pearl Jam. Tonight, we honor them for their philanthropy, activism, and commitment to social change.